With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Podcast Part 2, the show that teaches you real-time mortgage leads. You will also learn how to mortgage leads, where to begin. Today, I will be talking about real-time mortgage leads. Please make sure you listen all the way through. Still, and you're on the request for mortgage leads, you may want to consider buying them in real time if you're a loan officer or mortgage broker. Real-time leads or fresh leads are for loan officers looking for quality in a lead as opposed to buying volume, else known as buying in bulk. Still, you're really copying veritably old leads that have been reclaimed from super eminent company to lead company several times over if you're buying your leads in bulk. Real-time leads arrive at your doorstep within seconds of the prospect filling out the online form and hitting the submit button. This is how it works. 1. An implicit client goes onto a website possessed and operated by the lead company. 2. The implicit client fills out the online form specific to what they're looking for in the way of loan type, loan quantum, LTV, etc. 3. The client then hits the submit button. 4. The online form, now considered a lead, comes to the lead company web point. 5. The lead finds a matching sludge preliminarily set up by a loan officer. 6. Once the lead finds a matching sludge, it's then delivered by way of email to the loan officer within seconds of its appearance. Still, or I just closed my loan 2 weeks ago, then real-time leads may be the way for you to go if you're sick and tired of hearing I filled out that form months ago. But before you go spending your hard-earned plutocrat, be sure to probe the lead company you're considering. Call and speak with someone in client service, find out exactly how their system works. The hastily you can get your hands on the lead, the better your chances of closing the loan. Mortgage leads, where to begin? Mortgage leads, where to begin? Still, or you're switching super eminent companies because you have gone through the pain of seeing your plutocrat go down the drain, that is a good place to begin. If you're considering investing your hard-earned plutocrat with a mortgage lead company, before you take that vault of faith with a lead company, take a step back and reevaluate exactly what it's you're looking for from a lead company. You should be looking for the exact same thing that you would anticipate from any other estimable company that you deal with. And that would be good quality service. Before you invest your plutocrat, exploration the company, utmost of the exploration can be done right there on their web point. Read the FAQs, read about their return policy, read about how they acquire their leads, etc. Once you have read each there's to read about their company, give them a call and speak with someone in their client service department. Ask as numerous questions you feel to be applicable, and corroborate everything you have read with them. You should be suitable to get a good read on the company from the client service representative about what their company has to offer. And make sure their answers to your questions are matching up to what their point implies. Lead generation will be a commodity you surely want to probe. It's pivotal for you to find out where exactly the lead companies gain their leads from. Do they enjoy and operate their own spots to gain their leads? Or are they buying their leads from other lead companies and recovering them? Flashback, as with just about everything differently, the better the quality of the product, the better your chances of success with it. The same holds true for mortgage leads. Also, consider the pricing that's involved. Make sure you compare companies, and will you be getting what you paid for? You do not want to be spending 25 ones on a lead that has formerly been vended 5 to 7 times. Check out their return policy. Is it fair? Will they reimburse your plutocrat if the contact information is bad? Will they return your lead if the person on the lead isn't responding to your calls? Will they return your lead if the client says commodity to the effect of, "I took care of that months ago"? There's a lot to consider, so before you invest your hard-earned plutocrat, take the time to do your exploration. One further thing. Before investing, call the lead company to make sure someone answers the phone. If you have to leave a communication, make sure they return your call. Then, email them and make sure you get a response, if not, move on. However, you can go they will be unresponsive when you have an issue with the lead, if they're unresponsive now. You have worked veritably hard for your plutocrat, so before you invest it with a lead company, make sure you do enough exploration where you know that whatever company you decide to go with, you'll be getting the stylish return on your investment. Good luck. Using your online presence to drive offline deals from your client base and beyond, Part 1. Do you enjoy a traditional business with a physical position? Do you have an online presence to go on with it? If so, your website can serve binary purposes for your business. It can be a fresh source for your guests to shop and buy your products and services, or it can simply act as a supporting branch of your slip-up and mortar position. Either is a valid use for your online presence, but numerous traditional businesses use theirs for the ultimate to drive business to their business physical position. So how can you use your website to drive guests to your store? Use your website to encourage reprise business from current guests. One of the biggest miscalculations that most businesses make is constantly pursuing new guests and forgetting about being guests. Avoid this at all cost. Your current guests have bought from you in the history and they know your business. You simply cannot find a further good pool of people to vend to, so take advantage of your relationship with them. Not only will your current guests be more likely to buy from you, but they'll be more likely to recommend new guests to you, so keep them close by treating them well. First, you will have to collect their information so you can stay in touch with them and warn them about news and specials, etc. But once you've got that out of the way, there are several ways to encourage reprise business. Since an active client base is the quickest and easiest way to boost deals, I'm going to concentrate on that aspect of using your online presence to drive offline deals in this composition. But utmost of these ideas will work with new guests as well. Use your website to make credibility. One of the simplest ways to use your online presence to drive offline deals is to make credibility with point callers. There are numerous ways to do this, then are many. Become a member of an estimable service association and make sure both your current and implicit guests are well apprehensive of that you're a member. Once you become a member of an association like the Better Business Bureau, for illustration, you can put their totem on your point. This will give you a lot of credibility. Every chance you have to let your guests know about what a stage-up business you run, do it. You can do this with professional associations, assiduity associations, and chambers of commerce as well. Use client witnesses wisely. Most smart business possessors formerly know how precious witnesses can be to establishing credibility. Well, what if you take a slightly different approach? Try using client witnesses that concentrate on the benefits of your slip-up and mortar store. You obviously have guests who formerly shop at your physical position. Ask the ones that love your products and services to help you with some witnesses about the merits of your store. With any validation, it's stylish if you write it and also ask your client to authorize it. That way, you will get the epitaphial you want when you want it without hassling your client. All they've to do is subscribe off on it, not spend time writing it for you. Make it easy for them to help you out and award them when they do. Witnesses that glorify the great rates of your store might include details about how personable your staff is, what great client service you have, and the convenience of your position. You can presumably suppose of 50 reasons why people protect at your store. Start making a list and also compose 10 witnesses grounded on the list. Pick one at a time and ask a pious client to subscribe off on it. Keep doing this until you have endorsers for all of them, and also rotate 3 or so every couple of months on your point. As you get further guests, readdress your list and write new witnesses to be approved. Your pious guests will love helping you out, and their witnesses will help you solidify your connections with new guests. Remind website callers about the benefits of shopping in your store. However, remind your guests about the benefits of shopping there, if your business derives most or all of its gains from in-store deals. When guests visit your store, they do not have to pay shipping. They can take the product home right down rather of staying for it to be delivered. They get hands-on client service, etc. As with any of these promotional ideas, there is surely a long list of benefits to visiting your store. These effects might feel egregious to you, but posting these data on your website will remind your guests that there are numerous benefits of shopping in your store and increase visits from new guests who might else buy products online. Start enforcing ideas like this into your marketing strategy, and you are sure to see an increase in in-store business. Coming time, I will include indeed more great tips for driving guests into your store from your online presence. So this brings us to the end of this episode. See you next time and have a nice time. Bye.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.